Stage Dramas presents Engine Company Number One. This week's front page drama, Engine Company Number One, is a dramatization of another in the amazing true life stories to be found in Tales of the California Gold Trail. This authentic history of the early days of the great California gold rush of 49 enters its fifth installment in next Sunday's American Weekly. Well named the nation's reading habit, it is read by more people than any other publication in the world and comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Tales of the California Gold Trail is a stirring, colorful history filled with all the drama, comedy, romance, and tragedy of one of the most glamorous periods in the development of our country. The author of this most interesting work is an 81-year-old pioneer, one of the few remaining survivors of those stirring times, Judge J.W. Pitt, who lived in one of the most picturesque camps of Coloma, California. This story, Engine Company Number One, has its beginning in San Francisco at an auction sale held on one of the shipping wharves for the sale of unclaimed goods. The bidding and sales had been brisk, and the auctioneer, as always a good showman, was setting the stage for the next sale.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, please. For we now come to what the Frenchmen call the piece de resistance. I don't have to interpret that for you. The first article of its kind ever offered for sale by auction. A royal offering, so to speak. Something fit for a king. In fact, it was really made for a king. Boys, wheel out lock number 57. Be careful with that there. Aha! Well, now, I thought that would fire your imagination. Forgive the pun, folks. But there you see not only a thing of beauty and a joy forever, but a most practical and ingenious invention of man that will give you the maximum of protection against man's worst enemy, fire. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the latest types of fire engines, hand or horse-drawn according to your needs, and hand-operated pumps ready to shoot forth a stream of water powerful enough to cope with any blaze. Now, when I told you this was fit for a king and made for a king, I was giving you the gospel truth. Step in a little closer, please. That's right now. In a little closer, please. This fire engine was built for the king of the Sandwich Islands. But unfortunately, the king ran a little low on the royal exchequer and couldn't pay for it. So here it is, before your very eyes, unclaimed, ready to go to the highest bidder. It was built in New York and shipped all the way around the horn. Now then, who will give me a bid?
$25.
$25. Did I hear right or did my ears deceive me? Surely you're not serious, sir.
$25.
Come, ladies and gentlemen, be serious. $35 for a brand new fire engine built for a king? $35? Why, you make me burn with righteous indignation.
$75!
Why, thank you. That little lady back there has imagination. Thank you very much. That's more like it. At least you're getting warm. Now then, who'll say $85?
$85?
$85. That's fine. Who'll give me 90? Who'll say 90?
86.
Come.
87!
Oh, we're not going to take those kind of big gentlemen. Come.
80. 90.
Now we're getting somewhere. Just step closer, please, and examine and build the beauty of this engine. Red wheels, solid glass hubcaps, get away from there, son. Genuine ash pump handle and hand-forged steel fittings. Can you imagine? Get away from me, you'll get hurt. Hand-forged steel fittings. Can you imagine that? And 50 feet of hole. I forgot to tell you, you get 50 feet of holes with this fire engine.
Did you say 50 feet?
50 feet. Can you imagine how far, sir, you can reach with 50 feet of hole? Now then, do I hear 100?
95.
Sir, I'm amazed at you. I'm amazed at all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you realize what a bargain you'll be getting? 97.50, I'm bid. How about you, little lady? 97.50, I'm bid. Do I hear any more?
$100. $115, that's all.
Hurry up now, gentlemen. Hurry up. You've got your last chance here. Come on now. I want to hear more bids.
One final bid of 100 and a quarter.
100 and a quarter from this gentleman over here with the green tie.
100 and a half.
Now you're getting hot. 150. Can I get 160? Do I hear 160, gentlemen? Come, gentlemen. I can't let this go for 150. Are you all done? Are you all done, gentlemen? 150 once. 150 twice. It's the third and last call, gentlemen. 150. Once, twice,
All done, all finished, 153 times and sold. Sold to the gentleman on my right for $150. Step right up and pay the cashier, please. Bring that water over there.
Well, there she is, boys. A brand new fire engine all ready for you.
Well, that's a mighty fine thing you've done for us, Jeff. And to show our appreciation, we're making you captain of engine company number one.
Well, thank you, folks. I'm mighty proud of the honor you all bestowed upon me, and I'll do my best to serve you all. Boys, let's put her in the shed and try to get the hang of working the contraption. You never can tell when we'll be needing her.
When old Jeff uttered those words, he didn't realize that it was a prophecy. In the camp, there was a big, raw-boned, husky, rough-talking woman named Big Annie, who ran the local dance hall. She could take care of herself in a dance hall brawl, either by getting into the fight or knowing when to duck to miss a bottle. But she didn't fit into polite circles. Well, on the way home from the dedication ceremonies, she picked a fuss with a miner's wife, a shy little woman who had just come from the East to join her husband. The little woman had never seen anyone quite like Big Annie before. And when Big Annie let loose her string of choice phrases that would make a bullwhacker blush, the little housewife took to her heels in terror and cheerfully reported the incident to her husband, who in turn reported it to Jeff and the boys at the new firehouse.
Yes, sirree, boys. I'm standing right here to tell you I don't mean to take this line down. Now, something's got to be done.
Yeah, something has got to be done.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. We've got to be mighty particular to see that our wives and daughters are treated with proper respect. We've got to make this camp just as safe for decent women as they were back east in their home.
Why, certainly.
You're right there, Jeff. We've got to tolerate a certain amount of rough life in a place like this. But that kind of goings-on has got to be kept within proper bounds.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. Now, Big Annie's all right in her way, running that dance hall, but she's got to learn to stay where she belongs.
Well, I reckon she's been nipping a little too much of her own tanglefoot and got out of hand. So we'll just have to cool her down a bit, I reckon.
By gum. That gives me an idea, Sheriff.
Oh, how's that?
It's just what we've been waiting for.
Wait a minute, Jeff. What are you going to do?
Well, never you mind the question, boys. Wheel out the fire engine and follow me.
Well,
I got an
idea.
Here we are, boys. Just run her right up here. Big Annie's back door. Right. Hey, Tom.
Yep.
You and Johnny grab the hose.
All right.
Yes, you get over here.
By the nozzle.
Oh, get it by the nozzle.
Now, Bob, reel off the hose. Yes.
Yeah.
You turn on the water when I give the call.
All right.
Everybody set now?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, I'll pay Big Annie a call, and you boys watch yourselves. Remember, she's a dangerous critter when she's riled.
Hey, what's up? Jeff, there ain't no fire here.
No, ma'am, no. No, we're aiming to do a little cleaning up, and we thought you might like to see how the new engine works.
I ain't hankering to know how it works. And I don't trust you none, Jeff Peters. I'm suspicious of you, you two-legged skunk. So show your heels and get out of my place before I crack your empty skulls wide open with this bung powder.
Now, them's pretty strong words, Annie. Nevertheless, I don't scare as easy as the little woman you've been picking on and bullying around town. Come on in, boys.
Hey, all right, yes.
Now, Annie, you've got to be taught to hold that vile tongue of yours when you meet respectable women.
Now, look here, you long-legged, unwashed, babbling-toed shoot for a man. Get yourself out of here before I count three, or I'll come at you swinging this bung saddle at your head. And knowing my reputation in a free-for-all, you three skunks are liable to get hurt bad. Now get going. One, two, three!
Okay, start the pump, boys! Fire!
Hey, look out, Jeff! Stuck behind the bar. Look out for that flying bottle.
Here we go.
How's the plane coming, Jeff? Have you got around it?
Not yet. She's still ablaze, isn't it?
Yeah, you're better.
Get around to the far end of the bar, boys. Drive her out in the open. She's got too much ammunition with those bottles. Hey, there. Now we got the aim, boys. Stay out there. Give her all the pressure that possible holds. That's the ticket. We've knocked the feet out from under us. Now just keep it going and sweep her right out the door.
And so, riding on the crest of the current of water from the hose, Big Annie, sputtering and swearing, was washed out of the door. The dedication of the new fire engine was pronounced a big success, for although it was a rather rough way to handle Big Annie, she took the lesson to heart, reformed, and became a model of politeness and gentility, except, of course, when things got out of hand in the dance hall. What's more, she took her reformation good-naturedly and never held it against Engine Company Number One. You have just heard the front page drama entitled Engine Company Number One, a dramatization of one in a series of authentic stories of the California Gold Rush of 49. These thrilling, romantic, and colorful stories are part of the history of the discovery of gold in California entitled Tales of the California Gold Trail, written by Judge J.W. Pitts, 81-year-old pioneer and one of the few remaining survivors of the old 49ers. Don't miss this splendid historical feature in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly is the nation's reading habit and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas present The Curse of Lucky. This week's front page drama, The Curse of Lucky, is a dramatization based upon an unusually interesting feature article of historical importance entitled, What Curse Seals the Secrets of Biblical Lucky? You will find this very worthwhile article in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For more than 4 years, an expedition under command of famous British archaeologists and distinguished Bible students at Lachish in Palestine has been fighting against strange forces that at every turn have balked their efforts to excavate thoroughly the ancient biblical fortress town that was once part of the kingdom of Judah, ruled from Jerusalem. The expedition was seeking to confirm the historical accuracy of many parts of the Old Testament by discovering a treasure of lost books and other ancient literature believed to lie